The first song tonight will be number 110 in the supplement. 110 in the supplement. Glad you all could be here this evening. Glad we get to have our singing. We haven't had it in a while. There's several, there's some leaders that have put down their name on the list back there. If you have, or if you need to go do so, feel free at any time. But when you come up here and announce your song, give the guys in the back a minute to pull it up on the overhead so we can all see it there. 110 in the supplement. After this, we'll be led in prayer, and then we'll commence with the list. 110. Okay, man. Let's start strong, okay?
I will call upon the
Our Father in heaven, we're so thankful we're able to be gathered here tonight for this singing. We pray, Father, that the songs that we sing tonight, we will meditate on the words that we sing, and that our worship to thee this evening will be acceptable in thy sight. We're mindful, Father, of those who are sick and battling chronic illnesses. We pray that you restore their health, that they're able to resume their normal walks of life. Be with us this evening, Father, as we worship. Help us to be edifying to one another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mark Nave, Chris Sides, and Andrew Hall. Mark Nave, Chris Sides, and Andrew Hall.
Supplement.
64 in the supplement. I have to say, I think this is the slimmest crowd for a singing I remember here. I know we've been going through some yucky stuff, but I appreciate everyone being here. We got visitors. Thank you so much for coming. I have chosen a song that requires all four parts. So let's all really just sing out. And please don't leave me hanging. All right, number 64.
This is my story, this is my song.
Number 200, Hallelujah, Praise Jehovah. I think even with our slim numbers, the singing still sounds really, really good tonight. Since there's a little more time with less leaders, I want to point out something about this song that someone had just shown me recently. And this is almost verbatim Psalm 148. And in the second verse of the song here, in the middle of the psalm itself, it says that every part, it goes through all these parts of creation that are praising the Lord. And it mentions that these things like floods, dragons, and stormy winds, even those praise God in creation, but those aren't really like the good parts of the creation. But the point is that God is in all parts of his creation. He sees everything. Nothing's hidden from him. So even in the bad parts, when we think he's not there, he's still there, such as a plague or a pandemic. He's still there, and he's still with us. So let's stand as we sing this song.
No soul. Hallelujah, praise Jehovah, from the heavens praise his name. Praise Jehovah in the highest, all his angels praise proclaim. All his hosts together praise him, sun and moon and stars on high. Praise him, O ye endless heavens, and ye floods above the
The next three leaders are Jamie Purcell, Stephen Elrod, and Caleb Thornton. Jamie Purcell, Stephen Elrod, and Caleb Thornton.
Jesus, my Lord, have you seen? Teach the Lord the way. We'll sing both verses and then the chorus. 884.
Next three leaders will be Will Garner, Vance Dutton, and Lynn Purcell. Will Garner, Vance Dutton, and Lynn Purcell.
Heavenly honor. high above the seraphim. We'll sing all three verses of this song. High above the seraphim.
Oh, yeah. supplement number 112. Number 112 in the supplement. We'll sing all four verses. Dear one.
Repented of our sins and put on him in baptism, do we have the promise of having that mansion that he has promised those who have been faithful and done his commands. And so this evening we want to take that opportunity to offer that invitation to everyone here. If you have not repented of your sins and put him on in baptism, then you do not have that victory assured to you. But if you have done that and you have strayed, he offers that assurance again to those who have corrected their mistakes and to try and right their wrongs and repent and turn to Him. So let's stand and sing Victory in Jesus. All three verses.
I heard it all.
Closing prayer, and we'll be dismissed for the evening.
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, the one in whom we live and move and have our very being, the one in whom we have victory through, we're so thankful for what you've done and for what your Son did for us on that cruel cross of Calvary. We're thankful for Him and the victory we have through Him, through what He went through for us. We pray, Lord, that if there are any here tonight that have not named Your Son as their Savior, that has not been washed in the blood of Jesus, that they would rethink their decision and they would make that done tonight and become a child of Yours tonight. We're thankful, Lord, for the night that we've had tonight to sing songs of praise to You and honor You and give You all the glory that You deserve. I pray that it's been uplifting to each one here. Thank you for the visitors that are here tonight. Pray You continue, Lord, to be with us, to guard us and to direct us, and Help us to always be the lights, no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, that everyone around us can see Christ living in us. Help us to always be holy and godly and righteous in all that we think, say, and do. Please forgive us when we sin. Help us to learn from our mistakes. All these things we pray in your Son's name. Amen.